So, how successful has it been so far? The UK Payments Council says over the last 4 weeks, nearly 90,000 people have switched, but that's an increase of only 9,000 compared to an ordinary month. They say that's an encouraging start. Kent independent financial advisor David Braithwaite's with me in the studio. Hi, David.
Hi there.
So only 9,000 more people than usual switching banks since it became a quicker process. Why is that?
I think there's two parts. I think the banks have been very used to, once you actually open a current account with them, the actual motivation or the inertia to switch is quite remote for people, because we expect them to be a little bit rubbish, to be honest. We think that there's just a bank and they haven't got a good press. But the actual motivation to move, to go somewhere else, we think, well, it might not be the grass, not, be greener on the other side. I've also got the hassle of my direct debits, and what if something doesn't get paid, and what if something gets missed, and it's too much hassle for us to do it. And this is why this guarantee's come in for the 7 days. It's trying to remove that. Before, it was a bit of a dark art about how you moved your current account around. Now what happens is that you can go to your new bank that you select, you can say, I want to open an account with you, and I want you to handle the switching. And if they're part of the switching process, they will guarantee to do that with you in 7 days. If they don't make it happen, or that you are out of pocket in some way, the new bank that you open an account with will actually pay any charges or any associated costs to do with that. So it's supposed to make it easier. This is a good thing, I think, because now finally we've moaned about the banks. The banking crisis happened 5 years ago now. So why don't people who aren't happy with their banks shift? Because it will make them wake up a bit.
But we're scared. We're scared to change. I remember being with a bank for so many years. I changed the bank probably about 10 years ago. But I was with the bank since I was about 12. And the bank had a horse. And I thought that horse meant something about the bank. I thought it meant it was thoroughbred. So therefore, for me, that was my choice.
Or they gave you a free piggy bank when you opened.
You're right. You are right. You're not wrong. But the point is, all of these banks, they all have their different approaches, don't they? Whether it's the lovely little tune and the lovely animation of a train, or whether it's something that does make us want to believe in them as banks. Now, all of them might have their faults, and all of them might have their positivities too. But we're scared, aren't we?
We are, but here's the thing though. If you are upset about your overdraft charges, then look at another bank that would be more favourable for you. If you're not happy about the rates that you're getting in your savings accounts or when you are in credit with the bank, then perhaps switch to a current account that pays you higher interest. Also, the banks are knowing that people are now looking around. With this advert around now, how many banks are offering you incentives to actually switch them now? Quite a lot. So there's never been a better time to think about doing it than now.
So should we be now thinking, when we think about banks, we've just been talking this week on the programme about energy prices and, you know, shopping around and making sure you go for the right one. Should we be doing the same now with banks? Should we bring banks into that normal utility of our lives approach?
I think we definitely should, but I don't think we're going to see the same amount of switching that you would for something like a utility supplier. But I think it's a good chance for now. If you look at how you use your bank, that's the thing. How do you use it? What is it you want from there? Look around and see if there's somebody else offering a better rate or a better deal in some respects than what you already have, and vote with your feet and move it and do it, because otherwise we will all just sit here and moan at the banks. Now we have a perfect way of actually making the banks wake up, smell the coffee and think, these people are moving, we need to look after our customers a bit better. And this is why I think this is a good thing.
It sounds like you're getting ready to write up some placards and take them out with some red paint and start a revolution.
It is a bit like that, isn't it? But it's never been as easy as this to do it. So now when it is easier to do it, people should be. I don't think that there's an excuse now to sit there and say, I hate my bank. You can now change.